在播送流行美语。李华和 Larry 在公园里散步，最近全球性的经济衰退让 Larry 忧心忡忡。今天我们要学两个常用语 Do or die 和 To crater。
Well, Li Hua, I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying your job, but I can't help worrying about the overall economy. Last night, I was out with my friend Tom, you know?
Oh, 我记得 Tom 啊，他还在那家电脑公司上班吗？
Tom lost his full-time job last month, and now he has only a part-time job at his local gym.
好可怜哦，谁会想到做电脑这一行也会失业哦？
That has happened just as his relationship with Sarah, his girlfriend, is reaching a crucial stage. Sarah is about to get her degree this June. For Tom, this is a do-or-die year.
Do or die? Tom 生病了吗？那可真是倒霉耶。
No, do or die just means that Tom faces a key moment. He has to decide how he wants to handle his relationship with Sarah.
哦，你是说 Tom 要决定跟女朋友 Sarah 的关系，这跟他被公司裁员有什么直接关系吗？
If he does nothing, Sarah may find a job and move to another city. If he wants to keep their relationship, he might decide to propose to her. But how can he, with only a part-time job?
我明白了，如果 Tom 现在不求婚， Sarah 毕业后可能会在外地找到工作搬走。可是如果求婚， Tom 现在又刚失业，没有经济财力。
That's it exactly. Tom's situation is one of do or die.
那你觉得 Tom 在这种 do or die 的情况下，他该怎么做呢？
That's a tough call. Tom is doing everything he can to get a new job, but the job market is really tight now.
就是啊，现在找工作啊，真的很难。就连很多华尔街原来年薪十几万的经纪人，现在都屈尊去做一些酬劳很低的工作了。
If Tom keeps his part-time job, perhaps he can slowly save up enough for an engagement ring by the time Sarah graduates.
这可能是最好的权宜之计了。不行耶，外面好冷哦，我们到对面的咖啡厅去坐坐吧。
That was a good idea.
一杯热咖啡下肚，我才慢慢的暖和过来。Larry, 你继续说 ，Tom 怎么会被公司裁员的呢
？Last November, business at Tom's company began to slow down. They tried to cut costs, first by not hiring new workers, then by asking the employees to take off every Friday without pay.
公司让雇员每周五休息，那这么说 ，Tom 不是还能工作四天吗
？That's right. Tom still had his job at first, even if he was earning less, but it didn't work out.The company finally cratered and had to let everybody go.
Cratered? 什么叫 cratered?
It means that the company went bankrupt. You see, a crater is a hole or pit in the ground, such as is caused by a bomb or a mine that has exploded.
Oh, crater 就是中文里说的弹坑。这跟公司倒闭有什么关系啊？
If the company fails, it may be said to have a crash landing.And if the landing is uncontrolled, only a crater may remain.
我明白了，说公司倒闭呀，就好像是飞机硬着陆，如果控制不好，最后就只剩一个大坑了。I hope my company never craters. Larry, 你们公司现在情况怎么样？有可能会 crater 吗？
I hope not. Usually there are warning signs before a company fails, such as cost-cutting measures.
对哦，倒闭也会有先兆。我听说啊，去年美国很多大公司为了要削减开支，就取消了年底的圣诞派对，甚至啊，减少了超级杯的广告经费呢。
I'm afraid that this year and next will bring very tough times for many people and companies too. Even big car companies like GM and Chrysler face major problems. For them, it's also do or die.
那政府雇员呢？他们应该没事吧？
Generally, Americans believe that government jobs are stable because the government will never crater.
可我怎么听说哦，加州政府为了要省钱，要求雇员每个月第一个和第三个星期五不要来上班呢？这就损失了16个小时的工资哎。
Yes, but they still have their jobs.
今天李华学习了两个常用语，一个是 do or die。意思是生死关头，另一个是 to crater， 意思是公司倒闭。